Harper Business and Harper Audio present Smart Startups, what every entrepreneur needs to know. Advice from 18 Harvard Business School founders by Catalina Daniels and James H. Sherman. Read by Christopher Salazar, Will Damron, and Sarah Beth Pfeiffer. This book is written as a source of information only. The information contained in this book should by no means be considered a substitute for the advice, decisions, or judgment of the reader's financial or other professional advisor. All efforts have been made to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this book as of the date published. The authors and the publisher expressly disclaim responsibility for any adverse effects arising from the use or application of the information contained herein.
From Jim, I want to thank and dedicate this book to my parents, Suzanne and Edward. They let me be who I wanted to be, somehow figured out how to foster my motivation, and allowed me to find my passions in life.
From Catalina, to my family for always supporting me, to Chantal for always challenging me, and to the entrepreneurs I work with for always inspiring me.
Entrepreneurship is the pursuit of opportunity beyond resources controlled. Howard Stevenson, Professor Emeritus, Harvard Business School. I'm convinced that about half of what separates the successful entrepreneurs from the non-successful ones is pure perseverance. Steve Jobs. Introduction.
I don't think there's a better training ground for being in a startup than being in a startup. Justin Jaffe, Henry the Dentist.
What if we write a book about what entrepreneurs don't learn at Harvard Business School, but wish they did? We were on the phone when Jim asked this question. At first, it sounded like a crazy idea. We had never written a book or even thought about writing one. We first met at Harvard Business School as young students in 1989. Although we were not in the same section, we had many common friends and attended the same parties. After graduation in 1991, our paths separated, but we kept in loose contact over the years. In early 2016, when Catalina's family moved to New York City, we reconnected. Jim was a member of the Harvard Club in New York and invited Catalina for lunch. We instantly hit it off as if not a day had passed since school. We realized that we had a lot in common beyond Harvard. We had both been consultants and entrepreneurs and had a passion for working with and investing in younger entrepreneurs. As a result, 3 weeks after her move, Catalina joined Jim to attend her first angel investor meeting in New York. Jim was a member of two prominent angel groups, the Harvard Business School Alumni Angels of Greater New York, and Gangels. Every month, members of each group would come together and listen to six or so pitches of carefully curated startups. The purpose was to find the right startups to invest in. The dream was to invest in the next Facebook, Dropbox, or Airbnb. New York was particularly well-suited for the launch of new ventures that leveraged the city's traditional market strengths in retail, finance, fashion, media advertising, the arts, and more. It was fascinating to listen to the pitches and meet the young entrepreneurs. The development of technology had literally empowered a new generation to launch ventures at low cost. And the pace of innovation kept on increasing. The angel investing scene was thrilling, and it was clear that New York City was growing to become what it is today, one of the largest and fastest-growing startup ecosystems in the world. In that first year back together reviewing new companies, we saw about 300 startups thanks to the angel meetings and other events. We jointly invested in three of them. We met with the entrepreneurs and sometimes their clients, asked about their traction, business model, plans, and more. When we decided to invest, it was because we saw a unique
Sample complete. Ready to continue?